It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It was so neat being at a county fair last week, the one at Valparaiso, Indiana, watching the family involvement in that tradition of livestock at the fair and the livestock auction. I saw Granddad, his son, his granddaughter. It was neat to see played out there. One thing that we have learned in our farm families is how to pass down the tradition of caring for our equipment on the farm. And Mystic Lubricants wants you to know that they're there to help you to keep the machines working harder for longer season after season. Mystic products like their legendary JT6 grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition of the family for getting work done. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Urban Meyer, the head football coach at The Ohio State University, is among the highest paid coaches in the sport, earning $7.6 million a year. His contract would pay him that for another 4 years. But he's been placed on administrative leave. The school is looking into claims he knew of spouse abuse allegations against one of his assistant coaches before Meyer said he knew. From This Week in Agribusiness, it has the potential for becoming a national agriculture crisis. So says an agriculture official in North Carolina, the state's agriculture commissioner, Steve Troxler, attending a meeting yesterday in the Blacklands region of the state along the coast, was referring to the nuisance lawsuits that have been brought against hog operations in North Carolina. Urban juries have handed down big judgments against those farms. Ahead of a roundtable on the subject tomorrow, involving the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee and the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Commissioner Troxler warned that this plague, as he called it, could spread to other states. The new Iowa Supreme Court Justice is proud of her roots on the rural route. Susan Christensen of Harlan, Iowa, has been named to serve on the High Court in Iowa. Now, maybe most important for you to know about Justice Christensen is this. She's the mother of 5 children, including a son, Nicholas, born with cerebral palsy. And during her interview for the job, she described him as a gold strand running through the tapestry of her life and spoke of her pride in raising him with her husband, Jay. Said the judge, "We were 20 years old. We had no clue what to do. There is no such thing as Google in the early 80s. We learned by trial and error, and I think that is the accomplishment for which I am the absolute most proud, is to raise that child who is now a young man into a confident person." That freight that some of you might have seen being transferred during the night from an overturned semi-trailer on the interstate at Indianapolis was baby formula. Now, from the photos I saw, it appeared that most of the containers there on the pallets being loaded into another truck were, in fact, intact. So, there's no need crying over spilled Enfamil. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. Brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.